Bringing wonder into your living room. I like that. Especially right now. Turns out a lot of people do. Citizen science projects have gotten a boost in interest during the coronavirus pandemic. People logging onto their computers from their couches and helping out scientists remotely. Everything from digitizing data to hand counting animals in a photo.
We have people counting penguins, transcribing old documents, looking at weather records, investigating cells, and pretty much everything in between.
Chris Lintott is a professor of astrophysics at the University of Oxford. He runs the website zooniverse.org. The site lists dozens of online citizen science projects that people can sign up for. The website has blown up since lockdowns around the world have forced people to find things to do at home.
We've been incredibly busy. We've had more than 200,000 people take part in the last week, which is about 6 or 7 times what we'd expect.
Lintott's own science project has also seen an uptick in participation. It asks citizen scientists to look at graphs of light emitted from distant galaxies to try to find the shadows of passing planets.
I think people are trying to escape a little by dreaming of new worlds.
One new project has launched because of the uptick in volunteers. It's called Rainfall Rescue. Citizen scientists transcribe old rainfall records handwritten over centuries by backyard gardeners in the UK.
We've been utterly overwhelmed with the response. We've had 7,000 volunteers get involved already. We've had 500,000 classifications numbers entered in the first 24 hours.
Climate scientist Ed Hawkins at the University of Reading runs that project.
I think people just want a distraction at the moment and want to feel like they can help out in some way and deal with the situation that the world is currently in. And this is a great way of doing it.
Getting that historic rainfall data off of scanned handwritten notes will allow researchers to plug them into climate change models. Hawkins says climate issues have taken a backseat to the coronavirus crisis, but he hopes participating in projects like his can help people who are locked down to their sofas feel connected to the things they care about and each other.